Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Campus Book Mart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Book Mart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us. Whatever station you're tuned in on, whether it's online, welcome. We're glad to have you. What a great show today. Coach Oz is going to be joining us in the next segment. Imagine me, Kelly, talking about Southern Miss baseball.
You can't wait, can you? Even for scrimmages, you can't wait.
Mike Frazier going to do our JUCO weekly update later in the show, but we want to kick off the show with golf. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. The opening segment of our show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue. All right, man, we've got a golfer in the studio with us. Amoka Ando shot a 66 at the Hoover, Alabama Invitational to lead the Golden Eagles to an extremely strong finish. Amoka, welcome to the Eagle Hour. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be able to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, dear. 66. Is that the best round you've ever shot?
Yes.
Okay. So, Kelly asked you a great question. I'm going to steal Kelly's question. At what point of that round did you think, man, I am tuned in here, and I am fixed to show these people how to play golf?
It was like halfway. I thought like I could play pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I trusted my line, and I trusted my swing and everything, and mm-hmm. I just trusted my coach, so.
Good for you. You know, you're a remarkable story. You're from Tokyo, Japan. Yep. Now, how in the world does a young woman from Tokyo, Japan end up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
I came here because of the coach, and also I like the weather here. Uh-huh. But my English was not that good, so I was like, it's hard for me to find like the school, because I started English pretty like late. Mm-hmm. So, but my English and GPA and everything fit the Southern Miss. So, mm-hmm.
And I think your English
is wonderful,
is great, Amoka. I really do. And she goes by the name of Mo, because yeah. Some people find, I don't know why, I don't think Amoka Ando is that difficult to pronounce.
No, but I like it kind
of. So tell me about your game, Mo. What's the strength of your game, and what part of your game would you like to improve upon? I mean, even though shooting 66, I mean, that's pretty doggone good shooting for anybody.
I think my strength is my driver. I'm not that high, but I can hit driver as far as possible, like I would say 250 or 260 yards. And
she might weigh 100 pounds, y'all, just so
wet.
Yeah. So the driver's good. What do you struggle with when you struggle in your game?
I would say when I'm struggle, I'd say my putter.
Okay.
But, like, that's the one thing I need to, like, improve and to be better.
Yeah, that was the one thing that was the only thing I was good at when I played.
Oh.
Yeah, it was putting. I was terrible with an 8-iron on up. I would shank, chili dip. You know, I just was not good, you know, from a short game. Mm-hmm. Now, you're studying sports management at Southern Miss. Mm-hmm. You're in your senior year. Of course, you've got the rest of this fall season. You led the Golden Eagles in this past tournament in Hoover. You've got a spring season, but then ideally, in a perfect world, you'd like to play on the European LPGA Tour. So tell us what would have to happen for that to happen. Like a Q school or something like that?
Yes, we have Q school there. So first of all, I need to pass that to be professional. But I feel like having good facility here is like helped me to improve everything, like my skills and mentality. So I just need to practice here, like at Southern Miss, and yeah.
Well, she has been remarkable so far.
On an average day, what would you shoot? Was 66 unusual?
Yeah, for me, 66 is good. So I'd say average is 72, 73,
I got
71,
you.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's swing the mic over here real quick, if you don't mind, to your coach, Colton Coward. And Colton,
yeah.
Put in perspective what a remarkable round this young lady shot.
Yeah,
because you guys went, you were like toward the bottom third, but then that third round you guys really lit it up, leading with her 66, and you finished third.
Yeah,
so, you beat Georgia.
Yeah, so after the first round, I think we were sitting in eighth. Just kind of struggled a little bit, just kind of adjusting to the conditions that the golf course had. Then second round, so we played 36 on Monday, 18 on Tuesday. So second round on Monday, we just kind of found our groove, got comfortable competing, and posted the second lowest score for the day at even par. Alabama shot minus one, we shot even. And then kind of took the momentum that we had from round two going into round three, just kind of staying competitive. Staying with the stuff that we can control. That's always the big thing within golf, is controlling everything that you can, allowing the results to be what they are. And that's kind of one of the things we've preached a lot about now, is results are never guaranteed, but what we can do as a program, we can be as mentally, physically, and emotionally ready to compete and take the results as they are. And that's exactly what Mo did on Tuesday. Was she did a very good job of staying within her process, did a very good job of just staying within herself, taking it one shot at a time. Because it's very easy in a situation like that to either fall back and be protective on trying not to make, or trying to protect a score of 2-3 under, but it's also very easy to try to get more aggressive and take on more risk and then
make mistakes.
Going back at 72. So she did a fantastic job of just staying with the game plan that she had, staying committed to the processes that she had, not allowing external factors to influence her, but just go out there and play golf and accept the results that we were given.
And how much did that round 66 help your team finish the way it did?
So that's a good question.
Alabama won.
Go back. Alabama won at plus four. ULM,
I'm sure they got all the calls.
ULM at plus 16. We were at plus 18. And then Georgia, I think, was at plus 21. So it at least helped us one spot, maybe two. We potentially would have got fifth if she would have shot even. So it's one to where it was good on our end to see getting off to a hot start, but then just staying with it. It's always, saying, it's very easy to kind of change your processes to protect it, but she was as vulnerable as she needed to be and did what she needed.
A young lady her age moves from Tokyo, Japan to Hattiesburg. That's a pretty big move. And then excels the way she has. She's an exceptional young athlete, isn't she?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been here for a month and a half now. And as far as the team that Coach Lucy brought in, they're about as coachable and as about as fun to be around as you could ask for. Well,
good. When did you know, Coach Cowan, that she had it rolling?
Because
you have to follow all your athletes. But.
The birdie on one. After we got done with one, I was like, okay, today can be a special day. So, and she was, like I said, she was within herself. Within a golf round or any competition, there's always bending points. There's always points to where you can either break or you can allow, or you can either break or just bend a little bit. There was a couple holes towards the middle of the back nine to where if she didn't get up and down or didn't convert for it, she would have shot 70, 71, but
oh yeah, that's horrible.
compared to 66. So there were bending points that she stayed focused. She did what she needed to do to allow our momentum to stay.
I don't ask you a quick question because I want to get her back in here for just a second. You take Mo out to where Kelly used to live, Cane Brake or Hattiesburg Country Club. Pair her up against the average weekend guys that are out there playing. She cleans their clock. Am I right about that?
Considering the average golfer averages about 90, yes. Yes, they do. Yes.
And that's if they're legitimately keeping score.
Can we swing the mic back over there for her? We've got just a minute left, Coach. Thank you, Coach, very much, too.
Yeah.
Mo, great run for you there. What are the goals you have for yourself the rest of the year on the women's golf team?
First of all, I would like to win as an individual and as a team. So, yeah.
Okay. So Monroe beats you guys in this particular event. So is Monroe obviously has the ability to be pretty good. Who else in the Sun Belt do you think is going to be some of the teams to beat from what you know?
I'd say Texas State, Old Dominion, and like Arkansas State, yeah.
Old Dominion is good in just about every woman's sport.
All right, just 30 seconds left. I'm guessing because of you, there are Southern Miss Golden Eagle fans in Tokyo, Japan.
I think so.
And actually, your family right now is in China.
Yes.
Right?
They are, yeah.
They're doing some business in China.
Mm-hmm. So. China, Japan, everywhere. Well,
Mocha, let me tell you, it's delightful to meet you. You're quite a story, and we're very proud of you and very proud to have you here at Southern
Miss. And she was so nervous, and she says, my English is not very – man, your English is a lot better than some of the people I know.
Thank you.
Was this as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. Then. Well, we always like to check on that. Thank you, Amoka. Amoka Ando. And we should all be really, really proud of this young lady.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Coach Oz is up next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
And every now and then we get special guests in the studio, Kelly. I think you and I agree. That young lady, Amoka Andu, was really special. Fun talking to her.
Delightful young lady wanting to make such a good impression. And she goes, my English is... Her English was great.
A lot better than a lot of people I know.
For sure.
This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you get all your Southern Miss apparel. And they've still got a lot of baseball apparel. And Miss Kathleen's not going to let up on that. That's her bestseller, she tells me.
I was just going to say,
And the man largely responsible for that is now on the phone with us, Coach Oz. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Well, we're always happy when we're talking about our Golden Eagle baseball program. And, Coach, fall ball starting this weekend, and I know you got some new faces. As you approach your second season, what would be the top things that you want to accomplish with your fall baseball schedule?
Well, really, just bringing a group together, getting them to, love each other, work with each other, just develop that bond. I think that's so important and something that's been done really well here over so many years. And, that's one of the most important pieces, in my opinion. Sure, there's going to be competition for positions and, places on the mound, who's going to be your starters and all that good stuff. That's the obvious part, but a little deeper than that, is really just the developing that chemistry and bond.
Coach, we talked about this earlier this week on the show. We follow college baseball, as you know, pretty closely, and you see a lot of these big schools around the country and your competitors, because I think we're on that level with anybody in the country. And they just have these huge turnovers in personnel. And, you look back at Southern Miss, I think it's fair to say only one significant loss. And that goes back to culture, does it not, Coach? Your guys don't want to go anywhere, apparently.
I certainly believe so. I think, there's so many factors to it, to that, retaining your players and them not wanting to go look at, greener grasses, so to speak, or opportunities, finance, whatever. I think they have a great experience, but it's everything. You know, it's our job as coaches to develop a relationship with them. It's the environment in that dugout and locker room that's special. It's the fan base. It's the community. It's the fact that we can, you know, help them out. And if we can, with some NIL now, you know, take care of our own instead of worrying about going and getting others. So there's so many factors, and each one is just as important.
And talking about so many factors, Coach, we talked with Coach Creel earlier this week about how the game of college baseball is really in a lot of flux as far as rule changes, potential rule changes, when you can start different things, when you can't. Can you kind of, to the layperson at home, bring us up to date as to maybe the top two things that people will see is changing about college baseball, the overall rules from the NCAA?
Well, it certainly looks like, you know, that we could be finding out within a matter of week or weeks, you know, a new roster size. That's ongoing talks or in the courtrooms with settlements and so forth. So waiting to hear about that, the roster size, and then along with that, you know, also the amount of scholarships that baseball, instead of 11-7, you know, there's talk that it could be up to, if you can fund 34, if that's your roster number, that you can fund 34, you know, which is not realistic, you know, so to speak. But if that does mean an increase in the amount of scholarship, 11-7 plus whatever's valuable. I mean, anything, you know, is better than what we had. So, yeah, so I think there can be some changes there, you know. But, heck, man, there could be others, too, that you just – you just don't ever know, it seems like. And just every certain, you know, few months, it seems like something new's popped up. So,
well, you talked about the maximum potentially of 34. Is there a number that ideally you would like to have? I mean, I know, like you said, 34 is not realistic for really any school, perhaps. But what's a good workable number, you think, for all the schools?
You talking about from a scholarship perspective?
Yes.
You know, I think every place is different. I think every state's different. Some states have lottery money. Some states have, you know, this or that. Some schools can do more. You know, everybody's academic standards are a little different. So I think it's such a – I don't think you can say there's a blanket number, you know. And you know, and again, I don't – I'm not comfortable saying what I think ours should be. And,
yeah.
You know, but I do believe that we'll do whatever we can to, you know, to increase if and when that time comes.
Coach, what do you feel about your new kids that will be making their Southern Miss debut, for lack of a better term, when fall practice starts? How do you like this class?
Really, really, really like it. We're very excited. They're fine young men. First of all, I think we hit the nail on the head again. I think our coaches did a great job identifying. I think the older transfer portal guy pieces we got between Higdon, Butler, Norton, and Michael Fowler, man, they it seems like they've been here for 4 years. You know, they fit in really well. So feel very good about that. Then every other player is a straight out of high school that we got in here. So and they're, you know, wide eyed and green and saying, hey, whatever we say, they're rolling with it, and you know, and they're doing great. Coach Mack has done a fabulous job with those young guys. In the weight room already this summer into this fall. So really, really like the group. We all feel that way. And now it's going to be – so we've been working out here on the field for the last 4 weeks and getting to know them and all that stuff. Now we get to go watch them start competing, you know, against each other. So really looking forward to this next stage.
Coach, a team that plays at the level your program plays, can a kid realistically go directly from high school – and contribute on a caliber team like you have?
Yes, I do. I believe they can. If we're getting the right kids, you know, and you just can't expect too much. You can't ask for too much. You've got to, you know, everybody's different, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But I think we have a couple of young players that can push to have a chance to be impactful as a position player. I think I certainly believe this. We better have some that I know is going to do it on the mound, and I feel very strong about that. And is it realistic to say every one of them is going to walk in here and do it? No, and we don't expect that. But I do expect you know, a handful, several of these arms as true freshmen would be ready to be pitch meaningful innings, kind of like you saw with McCarty and Josh, and you know, last year. So I do expect that.
Coach, from the pitching standpoint, you know, a lot of people love baseball because it generally has never changed, you know, in the 125 years or whatever that it's been played, or even longer. But pitching seems to be evolving in the sense that when I grew up, Bob Gibson would go out with the St. Louis Cardinals and he'd pitch nine innings every game, right? No matter how many pitches he threw. But now you're seeing teams like even the Tigers, A.J. Hinch is, you know, the starters might go two or three innings and then, you know, five or six guys are going to pitch. Is this getting to be the future of baseball as you see it, to preserve arms, among other things, is using a lot more pitchers during games than usual?
I mean, I think the trend is definitely that. It's changed, there's, especially at that level. You know, as for me in here, I would love to know I have starters that can get me seven, eight innings, you know, and then you go to the pen from there, and not every year that's you know, going to happen. But I think at that professional level, I think you're seeing more of it. I think you're seeing such an increase in the amount of stuff and velocity to where it's more about short stints, you know, and guys coming in and doing their part, and then the next guy does, and so forth, just shortening the game. So I do think it's a trend that's I don't know if it's going anywhere, to be honest with you.
And the pitch clock, that now that it has been instituted, you like it? You don't like it?
It don't bother me one bit. I think, you know, the flow of the game should be, you know, within those time limits. I would lose my mind if I have a pitcher taking longer than that. I mean, because it's like there's no tempo, no rhythm. And, you know, and I think that's a really important thing. I know it was, you know, me personally as a pitcher years ago. I mean, give me the ball. Let's go. I'm ready to go. And
right.
I kind of like that mindset of, you know, not thinking. It's more about just competing, locking in, and trusting it. So I think the time clock's a good thing.
Hey, Coach, 1 minute left. Is my understanding correct that the league has signed an extension to continue the postseason tournament in Montgomery, Alabama? Is that something you can tell me?
Yeah, I believe that's kind of the route they went and, you know, got voted on. And so that's what it sounds like, yes.
Well, Coach, I don't think the program could have made a bigger statement to the league than they did last year, winning the tournament back-to-back. And, you know, I think a great idea, Coach Oz, would be the trifecta, three straight years in a row to win the conference tournament.
Well, I promise you, I would love to see that happening, just like anybody, but it's a new year. It's a new team, and very, very cautiously optimistic about them, man. It's a good group of young men that we look forward to watching them come together, and I think they're going to go out there and play the game like we expect them to.
Right. All right, Coach. Saturday and Sunday, 2 o'clock. Is that right? First two scrimmages.
Yes, sir. First one. They'll be a little shorter one, about six-inning scrimmages, and then we'll increase them the next weekend to 3 days and probably 7 or 8 innings. So,
all right, Coach. Thanks for coming on. We always love having you on the Eagle Hour.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Coach Christian Ostrander, or as they like to call him,
the Wizard.
The Wizard of Oz.
And Trick or Treat at the Pete has been scheduled, but we'll have those dates for you in news and notes at the end of the show today.
I think three straight tournament championships is a very realistic possibility, Kelly.
Well, expectations, that's what it's all about, right?
There we go. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you get your Pabst Blue Ribbon and the big football game Saturday afternoon. That'd be a great place to watch a game, Kelly.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, air conditioning, great assortment of foods that you can snack on if you just want appetizers or the full meal, and one of about 15 different screens, I imagine, the Eagles can be seen on.
Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. The sedans and SUVs are just absolutely fine, and the all-new showroom is open on Highway 98 West. Really appreciate the invite to the grand opening this week. That was a lot of fun. And we enjoyed our broadcast from down there as well.
Now, Bob, we've had two segments of the show today. The first, we talked about Southern Miss golf with the charming Amoka Ando. Mm-hmm. The second part of the program, we talked Southern Miss baseball. I wonder if anybody would mind if we just talked a little JUCO football for a minute.
Well, I've got the guy to go to for that. I don't know how this guy knows.
You must be talking about Mike Frazier.
He's on the phone right now, who publishes JUCO Weekly, and Mike Frazier. We kind of laugh about you up here every week because we're really amazed at how much you know about every junior college football team in Mississippi. What's the big story this week, Mike?
Well, hold on a second. First of all, are you laughing at me or with me?
With you,
of course, always
with you.
And hey, I love the Pabst Blue Ribbon shout out. That was golden.
Yeah. Are you a PBR guy, Mike?
Oh, how about that? A little Lowenbrow. Oh, remember that one back in the 80s?
Come on, Mike. Come on with it.
Preach.
Yeah. Oh, mercy. A little old style.
Well, Mike, something that.
Hams.
Yeah. Hams from the land of sky blue waters.
There you go.
Land of sky blue waters.
That was their ad campaign.
I know.
Mike, something that I never thought I would hear myself say is that there's a good chance East Mississippi will not be in the playoffs this year.
Well, I think hold on there, Texas
okay.
Ranger.
All right.
Slow down a little bit.
All right.
They're behind the eight ball for a crack at the national title. I don't know if a two-loss team out of Mississippi is going to be able to get in this year. And it's early. You know, we're at the quarter pole in this horse race. But as you look around the country, the landscape is pretty strong for one-loss teams. You know, Hutchinson remains undefeated. Iowa Western has a loss. Snow doesn't have a loss yet. So, you know, outside of Mississippi Gulf Coast, obviously if they run the table, they're in. But, you know, it's going to be tough for Buddy to make that national scene. Now, look, things could change in the next 6 weeks. But I just don't have the sense early on the way things are laying out, that even though East Mississippi lost early in the year and they have runway to get back in it, I don't know if it'll be enough this year, especially with that committee that really had politics are involved sometimes too. And that committee took a lot of heat for not letting Snow in and putting the two-loss East Mississippi team in. Now, East Mississippi deserved it last year, but I just don't know if that committee is going to have the mustard to do something like that again. So, but if you're East Mississippi, you've got everything in front of you as far as winning the North or getting into the playoffs and winning the conference championship.
All right, and while Northwest started out of the gate slowly with an upset loss at home, Pearl River went up there and beat them in the opener. And Northwest now has emerged as at least it's in their court, so to speak, that North Division title, you would think.
You got it. And if they can run the table, a one-loss team will get them into the NCAA playoff, NJCAA playoffs. Mississippi Gulf Coast, obviously, in a great position. How about what they did last week? Great football game against Jones. Last-minute touchdown, Landon Vars connects with Maurice Beverly, pair of freshmen. I mean, man, you have got to applaud Jack Wright. I mean, this guy just wins. Won a national title when he coached at Northwest many moons ago. Has a high school state championship in the SIP. Obviously, Division I experience at Southern Miss. And here he is at Gulf Coast. Hey, you got to win at Gulf Coast. They do not give you a lot of real estate. You know, you got to get it going in 2 years there. They got to believe you're the guy after two seasons, or they'll run you out. So Jack Wright has dove into that Lions den, and, man, he is getting the job done. And he just wins big football games. Think about it. Their two of their three wins were against a ranked East Mississippi team and a ranked Jones team. I mean, that's saying something, guys, especially in that South Division in Mississippi. So, I mean, Jack Wright really is just a stud when it comes to coaching, and him and his staff can obviously recruit.
Well,
they're running up 471 yards a game. They're number one in the conference in total offense. Look at, they got that freshman quarterback, Landon Varnes. Trey Hall had 141 yards rushing. You know, J.P. Coulter, another wide receiver, 18 grabs. He's top three in the country. I mean, they have got some studs in the stable down there in Perkinston.
And you know, at Gulf Coast, you're always going to get everybody else's best game, too, because you're Gulf Coast. So everybody's gunning for you. Individually, you just talked about some of the Bulldogs from Mississippi Gulf Coast. Who are some other individual stalwarts that are getting some attention by their performances on the field?
Sure. Big game tonight in the league. Colin going to Jones. Must win for Jones. But on the Colin side, I mean, look what they're doing. DeAndre Jackson, 92 carries and a touchdown. Good-looking running back for the Wolfpack. Trey Minor, 113 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. Glenn Davis and his crew have found a running game, and it looks to be pretty consistent. And that is the marquee game in the league tonight, and that is Colin going to Jones. Look, that's a must-win game for both because two teams only get in from the South. So, you know, you get down to that one loss, you're already in the tiebreaker scenario most likely. If you're Jones, two losses in the division, that's probably insurmountable at getting into the postseason. So that's the marquee game. Hey, look, Pearl River, what an effort last week. Keenan Franks, 23 touches, 141 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jacoby Jefferson, another guy, 19 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. On the defensive side, Demarion Tyson, 11 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. They're coming along. A good football game tonight in Decatur as Pearl River makes that trip to take on East Central. I'm still high on East Central. I will remain high until they lose. You know, they have got some nice players, Carl Lagan in the running game, Tyler Arrington, Elijah Singleton at wide receiver, and then who do they got? Well, they got Sims, yeah, Landon Sims and Chris Tucker, who can throw the football, and both those guys get playing time. So the trick on this one, I think, for Pearl River, they're going to get tested defensively. I think they'll pass that test. I've seen enough film, and I like what they do defensively. The question is, can they score, 25, 24 points tonight to win that football game? Unless the defense is opportunistic with some pick sixes, I think that's what it's going to take. I think the number tonight is about 24 points to win that football game between Pearl River and East Central.
Pearl River's really improved, though, from the last couple of years. Is that not fair to say, Mike?
What was that last part?
I said Pearl River has really shown early in the year that they're an improved team from what we've seen the last couple.
But is it going to be enough, though?
Yeah, I mean, time will tell to the latter. And, yes, they are improved. And can they just score points? Let's see what they can do tonight. But I anticipate Pearl River at East Central. I think that's a one-score game. I have enough confidence in both coaches here at this juncture at East Central and at Pearl River that they know this is a must-win game for both programs, so you're going to get each other's best shot. Right. I've got something for you, Bob. You talk about Holmes all the time.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Good-looking kid out of Winona, a freshman named Chase Richardson, threw for 362 yards last week, 4 touchdowns in Holmes' win. And, look, Holmes, they have shown now for 2 straight years that they can put points on the board. Man, they are getting it done up there in Goodman. And look for him. You know, he's averaging just 180 yards a game through the air. But his stock is rising. That's a guy in the conference that I think the stock is rising on him. And as a freshman, he appears to be hitting his stride. Now, we need to see more data on him, but I like what I see at this point of the season.
Well, that's good to hear. And I will just tell you, unless it's changed, and I'll bet it hasn't, there's not a lot to do in Goodman besides play football. So I'm glad to see that they're playing.
Hey, the Bulldogs are 3-0, and Mike Frazier, for the record, Bob Getty still contends that there was a bronze statue of him somewhere on the campus.
Have you seen it, Mike? Have you been there?
I haven't.
Yeah, that was in the U-Haul. Apparently some looters got in there, put his statue up, and when the president was alerted about it, they got the Holmes County U-Haul to wheel that thing out of there.
and probably for melting it down for whatever they could get for it.
That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, copper's pretty good, you know? Pretty yeah. Good price on the black market for that. Yeah.
All right, Mike, thank you for that.
All right, guys, let's go have a Lowenbrau. What do you say?
There we go, at a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
At 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Mike Frazier, everybody. JUCO Weekly. I always enjoy those conversations.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He's truly astonishing. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We're so grateful that so many of you download it every month. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of our program on Hardy Street. Great place to take your kids for baseball and softball training. Luke Reynolds is the manager there. It is really a gorgeous facility if you've never been inside. And they got a great pro shop. So with the holidays just around the corner, there'd be a lot of great gift ideas at the pro shop of DBAT. Right there on Hardy Street. And I'm kind of in the mood for Mobay Beignet Company, which I am pretty much every day. 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, where they make delicious beignets. When you come in and order them, they got a great selection of coffees and drinks. It's just a cool environment. Say hello to Morgan and all of our friends down at Mobay Beignet Company. As we enter the last segment, I'm still crushed at the news that you guys said they took my statue and put it in a U-Haul trailer. And haul it off. To burn, what are they going to belt it down or something?
Well, he said the price of copper is as high as it's ever been, you know. Of course, it was just collecting dust in the storage room anyway.
How soon they forget.
Yes. Yes. And so ungrateful, right, of the pioneers that you guys were at Holmes in the early days.
That's an understatement.
Hey, let's take a look at Southern Miss News and Notes. The long anticipated date for Trick or Treat at the Pete has been set. That's Thursday night, October 17th. That's exactly 2 weeks before Trick or Treat night. So that's a Thursday night this year. You can make sure that you mark your calendar for Thursday, October 17th for Trick or Treat at the Pete, and we'll make sure we press the coaches and see what they're going to go as we get a little bit closer.
They're not going to tell us.
You're right. They probably won't, but maybe we can get them to leak something. In other sports at Southern Miss, the volleyball team is on the road. They will play in Starkville tonight against Mississippi State. That is a 6 o'clock tip. And then tomorrow they will play at 3 o'clock also at Mississippi State. So a single match tonight, a single game tomorrow at 6-3. The soccer team hits the road this weekend for their conference opener at James Madison. That is scheduled for a 3 o'clock start. And again, Southern Miss only has a women's soccer team, so the women will be at James Madison Saturday at 3 o'clock. And as we reported earlier on the program with Coach Christian Ostrander, the baseball team will scrimmage twice this weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday. First pitch for each of those scrimmages, limited to 6 innings. These first weekend will be at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock the starting time for each of the baseball scrimmages on Saturday and Sunday. The Massey ratings for the week are out, and there is actually good news, Bob, for the Southern Miss football team, especially when it comes to the game this weekend. Mm-hmm. The Massey ratings has, out of 134 teams, Southern Miss ranked 119th. But the good news is they've got Jacksonville State ranked at 127th. So we wanted to have some good news for you on the football front. When you take a look at the other Massey ratings in the Sun Belt West, they've got Louisiana right now as the best team in the league, and that's the team that Southern Miss will face 2 weeks from Saturday. They will get a bye week after this game with Jacksonville State and then host the Cajuns that following Saturday. Louisiana is 80th in the Massey ratings, followed by Arkansas State. Arkansas State 90th. They will go into Jack Trice Stadium in Iowa this weekend to take on the Iowa State Cyclones.
They played Michigan last week, I think.
And then they've got Iowa State this weekend. So Arkansas State punching above its weight for sure. But they're second in the West, according to the Massey ratings, in 90th. Texas State, 91st. And remember, Texas State was kind of the sexy pick with all the offense they had. And that Pac West team of Arizona State, they almost pulled that one off. Troy comes in 99th. Louisiana Monroe is the talk of the league so far, with the Warhawks undefeated. Now, that's probably going to end this weekend as they go to Austin, Texas to play the Longhorns.
You think?
But ULM 101, South Alabama 104, and then, as we mentioned, Southern Miss 119, according to the Massey ratings at MasseyRatings.com. So that's your news and notes for Southern Miss. But, you know, Bob, we would be remiss if we didn't go back, because one of the things we've been talking about the last couple of weeks is how smaller schools have been competing, you know, against the bigger schools. And some of our Southern Miss fans have said, and you guys haven't even mentioned that the Toledo Rockets,
they sure did,
went to Starkville, not only competed, but walloped Mississippi State.
Got to be stunned if you're a Mississippi State follower with the outcome of that game.
I would think for sure.
Yeah. You know,
and again, these upsets do happen. They don't happen as much as you'd like them to, but you have to wonder if the fact that these games are now becoming a little bit more prevalent, the upsets are, you know, or what you consider to be upsets, is this where the transfer portal is starting to even things out a little bit, that guys from these bigger schools that aren't getting to play are going to smaller schools? And the Toledo coach, I found it interesting what he said after the game. He said what was so gratifying about the win against Mississippi State, and we're not picking on Mississippi State here, but the Toledo coach was saying schools the size of Mississippi State are the types of schools that will come and pluck your best players away from you.
Right.
So he said for us to come into a school this size and to be able to do what we did was really gratifying.
Well, it was a remarkable win for that program. There's no question of it. Mississippi State's not the greatest SEC team in the land, maybe the worst SEC team, really. Vanderbilt, well, Mississippi State.
This season, that they're certainly not off to.
Well, they're rebuilding.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not a surprise to them. They were expecting that.
Undoubtedly get better, no question.
Yeah.
All right, got one more week to go, one more day to go.
And tomorrow we're going to be talking with the voice of the Jacksonville State Gamecocks, who's been at it almost as long as John Cox, if not longer. So we'll have him on the show tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, thank you for listening. And Southern Miss,
to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.